I'm Bill Lako, Certified Financial Planner, joined today by Ted Parrish, Chartered Financial Analyst, and good Dr. Gene Hensler, Piled Hip Deep, PhD.
There you go.
Listen, we're going to be answering a lot of questions this show, so if you have any, you can reach us at drgeneandhensler.com, D-R-G-E-N-E at H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. We'll certainly get back to you.
Plus, also, they can tweet us, can't they?
They can tweet us at Hensler Group. They can Facebook us. And soon, January 1, 2011, we will have an Android, an iPhone app.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You're going to have some videos on there?
We're going to have video,
audio. How much are you going to charge for
articles?
Can we go? Are we going to make billions?
We're going to make bazillions. Yep. Bazillions. Okay. Bazillions. So, look, what happened?
It was a decent week.
Decent week so far. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking.
A lot of information that's been given this week by the Fed, retail sales, inflation report, industrial production, housing starts. Most of it good. Most of it good.
I would say all of the economic data was mm-hmm. strong. The retail sales predicted to be up almost 4%.
Mm-hmm.
Productivity up. Industrial production up. What
PPI
more?
PPI was up. Producer price index, which is basically wholesale inflation from the producer side of the table. It was up 0.8%, which is faster than it was in the previous few months. And the core, which excludes food and energy, was up 0.3%. That's rising from a decline that was witnessed in October.
Housing starts up. Teddy?
And that
have we reached the bottom of the housing market?
I think we have. I was reading a few interesting reports this week. Mark Zandi from Moody's talks about 2011 being the bottom. I think we've already hit bottom.
Mm.
I think, and I'm not saying prices won't go down a little further. They're predicting.
Well, wouldn't that what we mean by bottom?
No, not necessarily. Inventories.
Oh.
Well, we've seen interest rates be bumping up all across the board, which I think is a healthy thing. We're seeing people moving out of bond funds into stock funds.
Mm-hmm.
Moving out of money markets also into stock funds. Really, what, if anything, has been a little screwed up this week, it's been politics.
I was going to say Congress.
And
which part, the earmarks or the tax cuts?
Well, that's a joke, and I can't believe that'll ever get through. But let's talk about the tax cuts. The Senate being the steel back people they are, folded up like a cheap suitcase, 81-19, in favor of the cuts.
To extend
the current tax rates. The House is showing some moxie. They've got a person who is brain dead, Nancy Pelosi, in charge evidently, her brain can move as much as her face can with all that Botox.
Oh, my God. He is in rare form today.
Merry Christmas.
You talk about a tin ear.
Merry Christmas.
That woman has a tin ear, and so do all the Democrats over there. At this stage, we're recording this Thursday. The House is trying to jam all sorts of things on this tax bill.
A little pig. Huh?
And it ain't going to happen because that has to come back to the Senate, so it's just not going to get done. And my personal belief is that, hooray, I'd love to see this thing not get passed and come back on the 5th of January and see some real hard stuff go down on this thing.
Yeah, like no extension of the unemployment benefits?
Well, not necessarily that. I think that's a political necessity.
Oh, that's
but all the other grab bags and all this other sort of stuff like that, and I don't think there's any excuse for 35% over 5 million.
Yeah.
And
you don't think there's, I'm sorry,
an excuse to have to raise the death taxes? You've worked hard all your life and you've earned all that money, you paid all the tax on it. Why should the government grab it? It's confiscation.
Well, the government needs some money too.
No. how much of that money is actually going to the government? It's just shifting pockets,
well,
right?
You know I'm being facetious.
Okay.
All right. Come on. The government needs a little help every once in a while.
Yeah. But Best Buy had those ugly numbers this week as well, Gene. I think Alcon and the Novartis deal looks like it's finally going to go through. The company, they made a bid to buy the remaining amount.
Basically
of it.
No more than they offered before. Exactly. As a matter of fact, there was no change. It's just that Novartis stock went up. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. It was
no.
The stock.
It was one point some shares whatever.
Yeah.
So the Swiss one on that, that's something you write down, folks. Don't buy a Swiss company. Right. That's one of the lessons we learned, because the minority stockholders have no rights whatsoever.
Yeah.
And what happened was is that they offered a ridiculously low price.
Mm-hmm.
And
minority shareholders
were screwed. So basically what did is the stock went from 153 to 163 over a year, only because Novartis' value went up. That's when it stopped on that.
Yeah.
Jobless claims
have been getting a little better.
Have been looking better.
Yeah.
A couple of things I want to take a look at here too.
I just think that if the tax cuts go through, That'll be helpful for GDP growth now, but it appears that the headwinds have turned into tailwinds. So in other words, instead of being detractors from growth going forward, they're going to be additive.
Almost every piece of economic news that has come out has been strongly positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, consumer is roaring again, and we're not talking about them picking up debt. They're just cutting their savings a little bit. Things are looking strong. Now, this is a terrible thing to say because, if you take all the economists in the world and laid them end to end, they couldn't reach a conclusion. You know that. But the bottom line here is that the predictions of growth have risen over 1%.
Mm-hmm.
In a matter of 2 weeks. So we're going to see strong economic growth, which is good for the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, the market's at like 1243, and we forecasted to 13, didn't we?
1300.
So we need a little, but that can be made up in a day.
Yeah.
I want to point something else out to you in terms of Congress.
Yeah.
Not only are they maybe not going to pass this tax bill, which we know will pass next year one way or the other.
I think it'll pass next week.
According to Yahoo News, the IRS audits have jumped 11% this year.
Wow.
And I would predict they're going to continue to grow those audits over the next 2 or 3 years.
Not if we take the budget away from the IRS.
Just telling you. Just telling you. The government's got to make up the shortfall somewhere.
They said that 8% of people making over $1 million a year got audited.
Oh.
I can believe that.
So, speaking of the IRS and, them blocking
and
funding.
And you.
There might be a reason to have a good CPA.
Teddy's over here talking. Go ahead. AMT. I know. He's going to talk about AMT.
No, I was going to talk about the health care in the Virginia court where the judge blocked. Well, he's blocking the
He said
the,
he can't force people to buy.
Did Florida rule yet?
No, that's a 22 case thing. But it's on a different item,
right.
On a different issue.
I mean, I think that we knew
this is
that
just the beginning of the brutality that's going to happen.
What's in this budget, this $1.2 trillion budget, which is 2,000 some hundred pages, and they say it's going to take 70 hours to read.
Well,
in there is $1 billion for the Obama health care. And that's one of the reasons I don't think it'll pass, because regardless of what Republicans want, they don't want to have $1 billion approved already.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Know.
I don't know. I can't speak to that.
I missed that. That's you're pretty sharp there, Doc.
Hey. I have nothing to do with my doddering old age.
What I know is that there's an awful lot of Republicans on that list who porked it up pretty good.
Yeah, but they also came out and said they were going to vote against it.
Don't think for a minute they're not. I mean, I hate to see these guys where, the one holdout is the one guy who knows his vote doesn't count anyway. They do it all the time.
I know, but come on. Enough already.
Hey,
all
right. We're optimistic.
Yes, we are.
Market's going to go up, going to hit 1,300 this year.
Here you go.
What are you smoking?
You 2 weeks, buddy.
Oh,
okay.
It's 1243.
Yeah. Maybe. All right. Well, listen, we're going to stop here. It's been a slice of heaven. If you need help during the week, you can reach us 770-429-9166. You can always email us at drgene@hensler.com. Gene, Teddy, slice of heaven.
Very good.
We'll see you next week. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.